B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So, it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:40, Tuesday, August 4th. It's Bob, LBF, Brian. National Waffle Day, if you're interested. Not so much.
What?
What?
You guys like waffles?
Who doesn't like a waffle? Have you ever had chicken and waffles?
Oh, chicken and waffles. So good.
I don't think I've ever had chicken and waffles.
Pulled pork and waffles at this place in New York City.
No kidding.
It was beyond amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never had chicken and waffles.
You know, that's the thing. You've always just done the sweet waffles, but you got to add a little savory, and it's a whole new game.
Do you put maple syrup on the chicken?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
I've been missing this.
Yes, you have no idea.
Wow. Yeah,
I made it once just because we got fancy maple syrup. I'm like, this needs chicken and waffles.
No kidding.
It is sure. Amazing.
Have you ever made your own chicken and waffles?
No.
Yeah.
No, all right. Brian has.
I have to.
Wow.
Free, I have to.
Yeah, you have to make your own. Huh.
It's so good. Literally, you are missing out.
I see it all the
almost
time.
Bad for you that you haven't had chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
It's just
It would just
so...
be very hard for me to order that.
Why?
I would have to seagull
just
in.
Pretend that you're... Yeah. Have the metabolism of a hummingbird for
not,
one day
no, I wish.
And order the chicken and waffles. No. You don't have to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just have to partake.
Well, I would do a split with the wife. You know?
Yeah.
I would do
so good.
Brian just showed me a picture of that. That does look pretty good. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Holy cow.
It's so good.
I feel like I've been missing out. I just can't bring myself to order it. That's a problem.
I got to be with somebody
who has no shame.
No, you just got to go to somebody. Well, you got to go to a nice place
like,
that
no
serves soul
shame.
Food
yeah.
And then get some chicken and
now
waffles.
Now you're talking.
Well, the place I had, it was in Harlem. It was so amazing.
You'll never have that again.
No, I mean, know. I did. I did. Wow. But I'm telling you, it is life changing.
Went to Harlem for chicken and waffles.
Yes,
get
I did.
Than that. Man.
Came back 10 pounds heavier and completely enlightened.
But he came back with a soulful strut.
Oh, I sure did.
You were strutting
around. I'm telling
you,
I was a changed woman.
Okay. You know what? If anybody has a good spot other than Harlem.
I'm sure around here.
I'll check it out.
I think there's
I'm not
one
making
right around the corner.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know the name of it.
Huh. All right, well.
I'll look it up.
Could you do that for me?
I sure will.
Let's go. You order it, and I'll seagull.
Oh, you'll seagull?
I just can't bring myself to do it. And I'm a big seagull, so it's kind of come in a little
just
hot.
Come
over
in,
there.
Like, yeah, the whole come thing's gone before hot. I know it.
Our buddy Jason Santos has it over at Buttermilk and Bourbon.
He does.
He serves up a mean
blue haired Jason Santos. Okay, good. You know what? I'm in. If you dare me, I will do that.
Oh,
all right, good. Cloudy today in a high. You want to take our first call of the day?
Sure.
I'm risky Santos like that.
Has it over at Buttermilk and Bourbon.
He does serve
all right, turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right. So what do you got?
Southern Tin in Assembly Row in Medford.
Southern Tin. Wow.
It is the best soul food you'll ever have north of Boston. Southern Tin, K-I-N.
All right.
I'm jotting that down.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at some chicken and waffles right now.
When I go there, I get a steak poutine. Which is basically egg fried steak poutine.
Oh, egg fried.
Egg fried on top of a steak on top of poutine.
Good Lord.
Oh, you should see
And then
this.
My girlfriend gets a raspberry cream cheese stuffed French toast.
You guys are having fun. And you're seagulling off each other. I love it. All right.
I can't stop her.
No, you can't. That's good. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
I'm
Enjoy
going.
The rest of your day.
You too. I'm heading there. Hey, ROR, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I can't believe you haven't had them yet.
I've never had them.
Can't believe
I can't get myself to order chicken and waffles, you know? But
yeah,
I will.
It's the best, and you got to put that syrup on the whole thing, and you'll love it.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Then what?
I love you guys.
Thank you so much. I'm doing it.
I can't believe that you're like, mm. I've I would never order chicken and waffles. I'm a little tiny man like me.
Well, I didn't
only
say that.
Eat sushi and salad. I mean, come on. I didn't say that.
No, I just don't need it. You know?
Okay,
I don't need a new addiction.
I could never order that. Well, what sort of animal does that?
Come here, my
boy.
Excuse me. What town is Southern Kin in again?
It is in Medford, and I'm looking at
it. I will see
it
you
so
later.
Start your day off with the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson and LBF and Brian. 105.7 WROR.
Thank you.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:58. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Hey, coming up, I'm going to tell you how you can win a really cool four-pack. Do you like food trucks?
Yes.
To a food truck festival.
All right.
All right, tell you about that coming up. First, LBF has the latest.
All right, it's 70 and cloudy in Boston. This is brought to you by Gentle Dental. The number of people hospitalized with coronavirus in Massachusetts is continuing to rise. 530 people were hospitalized, an increase of more than 100 patients in the last week, and the highest number of hospitalizations since April. Around 140 are in intensive care and 68 on ventilators. Attorney General Maura Healey says Governor Charlie Baker's order that executive branch workers be vaccinated is legal and a wise decision. Healey's already issued a vaccine requirement for employees in her office. Meanwhile, the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education will decide whether the school year will start with a statewide mask mandate, and the Watertown Board of Health has voted to approve a mask order for indoor public spaces in town. Parts of Worcester will be transformed into a movie set for the next few days. The closures are reportedly for the filming of the sequel to Marvel's Black Panther. And pumpkin spice latte fans rejoice the signature Starbucks fall items return to menus today. The company is releasing the favorite along with pumpkin cream cold brew as part of the return of pumpkin at Starbucks. The chain will also offer bakery items like the pumpkin cream cheese muffin and pumpkin scones. In sports, the Red Sox walked off with an 8-4 victory in 11 innings in yesterday's series finale with the Texas Rangers. The Sox welcomed the Minnesota Twins for a 3-game series. In weather today, cloudy skies this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, and warmer, a high of 89.
Hey, check out WROR.com today and register for a 4-pack of passes to the Worcester Food Truck Festival. That's pretty good. You can enter to win right now at WROR.com.
Great.
Food Truck Festival.
Maybe they have chicken and waffles.
There's got to be one there.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and while you're at WROR.com, go ahead and vote for the Food Truck Face-Off. Okay?
All right.
Your favorite food trucks all waiting for you. Check it out.
More 80s, more variety. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Dunkin' Sippin' to Fall with a $3 medium pumpkin cream cold brew or pumpkin spice signature latte at Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Valid on pumpkin spice signature latte only and all cold foam cold brew. Okay, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, the most valuable vault in all the land is not filled with money. I'll tell you what it's filled with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Vault. Geraldo there?
No.
Okay. Old reference. All right, Brian, what do you have? 6:18.
I'll tell you, a fun way you can celebrate chicken and waffle or a waffle day at home with some chicken and waffle.
This sounds good.
Yeah.
You're winning me over, I must say, guys.
I don't think it's going to take that much.
Well,
wait
till you
smell
one more push.
So good.
Okay. And the Appalachian Trail has a new champion.
Really?
The youngest person to ever complete it. It's amazing.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that coming up. Okay, LBF.
Hey, I didn't realize this, but Earth might be due for another extinction. That could be number 6.
Okay. Oh.
And the loss of vegetation will be unforgiving for all of human life.
Mm.
But there is one resource that could let us continue to chow down while it happens, and this is a Norwegian archipelago with a surprise twist. It's home to the global seed vault. It's a gigantic, nearly hidden cave inside a mountain that's home to more than 1 million different types of seeds from everywhere around the world. So in the event of climate disaster, world staples such as corn, barley, lettuce, eggplant, sorghum, and cowpea will be available to the generation
cowpea.
That's inherent. Cowpea, C-O-W-P-E-A.
Okay.
That will be available to the generation that's inherited all the crap we've got coming for it. Anyway, isn't that pretty cool?
Are those, you said, the Swedes or Norwegians?
Norwegians.
Yeah, boy.
It's like the place is called Svalbard.
But they're always thinking ahead. Those,
right?
Those... They have dots on over some of those letters?
Nope, no dots on dots on the letters.
Did you, you know what the Norwegians used to be called?
What?
When they back in the day? Squareheads.
Why?
Because the Native Americans liked dealing with them because they're always fair and square. So they
really?
Call them squareheads.
I'm going to Google
that. Yeah, Google
it.
Go ahead.
That's true.
Yeah,
okay.
Fun fact.
Square.
That's what my Uncle Ted told me.
Oh, I think your Uncle Ted may have.
Okay.
Interesting. Stories from Uncle Ted.
Okay. Something different.
Well, he was a squarehead, so
oh,
he kind of liked
God.
It. Yeah, go ahead, Google it. All right, Brian.
All right, hey, it is National Waffle Day, and if you enjoy your waffles, you know, Eggo waffles, I mean, they're iconic. And here's what they're doing today to celebrate. They're actually teaming up with the Morningstar Farms Incognito, and they're offering chicken.
Yes.
C-H-I-K apostrophe N and waffles. Because it's the Incognito. It's like the, you know, not actually they're vegetarian friendly.
Yeah.
They're, they look pretty good.
My kids like that.
Yeah,
stuff. Yeah.
Everything tastes like chicken anyway. So
it, right.
I mean, that's got to be the easiest thing. So they're offering chicken and waffles today. They have... Sriracha chicken and waffle, honey butter chicken and waffles, and the classic. And they're only for a giveaway for National Waffle Day.
I can't
so I'll put the link up, but you can give it a try.
I am today, this, how do you say that? I'm today old.
Today years old.
Yeah. Today years old before I even think about having chicken and waffles.
Oh, all
you guys
right.
are swaying me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I got some other things you were today years old. I'll tell you in a minute.
Hold on to that because you're making that emoji face, the one where you slap your hand across your face. That's you over there. But you hang on to that because I got to tell you about this 5-year-old boy who conquered the Appalachian Trail. Crazy. Yeah, little Harvey is the youngest ever to trek with his parents now. He wasn't sent out alone like Hansel and Gretel dropping breadcrumbs. No, he was with mom and dad 2,100 miles in 209 days. He said it was hard work, but it was fun checking out frogs and lizards and the wildlife. And so was his favorite snack. And check this out.
What it, Lunchables?
Close. Skittles onto peanut butter tortillas as fuel. So they'd sprinkle Skittles on a tortilla with a bed of peanut butter.
Wow.
That kept him walking.
That, I bet.
Yeah. He said the family's all bonded and, you know, they give us the strength we didn't realize we had or
I
we
hate
found
finding the strength I didn't realize
yeah
I
well
had.
You need peanut butter Skittles
the worst
where you have it there.
I mean no
congrats
thanks
to
I'd
little
rather
Harvey.
Keep it a secret.
All right, hang on there, okay, because
oh,
you'll
yeah.
tell me if Uncle Ted was right
Uncle
about
Ted.
About being squareheads.
Don't stop
oh.
saying it.
You can't say it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
all right,
stop saying it.
History with LBF next. I'm going over there. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning, 626. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Cloudy today at a high of 89 to 90. Some clouds tonight and clear 73. That we're heating up starting today right through Thursday.
Wow.
And Friday's 87 with showers. Anyway, okay. All right, tell me, was my Uncle Ted wrong about why...
We need the more you know.
Squareheads.
Little thing.
Mm. All right, go ahead.
The more you know.
Yeah. So it's he told me that Scandinavian people were squareheads, because he was, and I'm half, that the Native Americans gave them that name because they were fair and square with them in their trading.
He lied to you.
Uncle Ted lied?
Uncle Ted is a liar.
Why? Well, rest in peace, but why?
Well, according to Urban Dictionary. Squarehead is a late 19th century ethnic slur directed in German and Scandinavian immigrants. The phrase is meant quite literally as a disparaging reference to the cranial features, though often just used as a generic ethnic slur against one of those groups. And when you go to Merriam-Webster, it says...
It has nothing to do with being fair traders?
No, it has nothing to do with any of that. Let's see, Squarehead.
Why would Uncle Ted tell me that?
It's dated slang, disparaging, and offensive.
Mm.
Blockhead, dolt. Okay?
Really? So, it's equivalent to blockhead?
Blockhead and dolt.
Oh, my goodness.
So now we know
Jeez.
That...
I guess
unless
I
you're
say,
hanging with your Scandinavian friends.
Don't use that.
Don't use that, right?
So I can't believe you told me. My whole life.
Your whole life.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, this is, yes.
Native Americans like dealing
right.
with
Well, no.
All
and
right.
now you know.
What else? Well, he did tell me he was the Maine State checker champion, too. Maybe that's all.
Tall wrong. Tales and Legends Ted. That's what I'm going to call him now.
I guess so. All right. LBF, what's happening in Dirty Laundry?
Don't feel bad.
Well, I
kind of you're not the only person who's been fooled.
By and Uncle some, Ted.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, you've been fooled by Uncle Ted about an ethnic slur.
Yeah.
But some famous people have been fooled into buying a winery in Tuscany.
Oh.
Give me the smallest violin to play. Oh, no. And I'm going to tell you what happened to him. Why, they're mad.
Okay, coming up. Brian Howe, The Road, 628. All right.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's 6:44. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Let's get into it. Dirty Laundry with LBF.
All right. How does one get tricked into buying a winery? I'm going to tell you in a minute. It's brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. Before I get to that, I'm not happy. All right?
Why?
I don't know how I feel about this Bennifer situation. Because as you know, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are back together. They dated before Ben married Jennifer Garner, my favorite person on the planet. Then he had three kids with her, and then he decides, nope, not anymore, and then he gets back together with Jennifer Lopez. I know it's like a good store rom-com, but in real life, IRL, I think Jen Garner's probably a little bit hurt. Now, here's why I'm really mad. Yesterday, Ben Affleck was seen at Tiffany & Company looking at engagement rings.
Okay.
A little fast, buddy, but whatever. The thing that really ticks me off is he was with his mother and his son, Sam. His son, Sam, with Jennifer Garner, who's at home baking cookies and hanging out with her dog and...
Chickens,
exactly. Thank you. Wow. While he's at Tiffany & Company with their son buying an engagement ring for his ex-girlfriend before they got married.
I'm surprised you're shocked by that. Or you don't like it because you're such an elevated person where you it's all good. We're all happy together, right?
Seems very healthy.
Yeah, seems like a healthy relationship. I'm shocked.
Dave Falcone was ring shopping for some new bragel with my daughter Lucy, I would light everything
but where are you?
I'm at home.
Said moments.
Watching Real Housewives, probably smoking and drinking, wondering where it all went wrong.
Wait a minute. So there's not a new guy in your life? Is that what you're saying?
Not in the scenario.
Well, there's
that
one
I have
in Jennifer's,
head.
Though.
No, I don't think so. It's not like
a
big
a boyfriend.
Deal. Does she? She broke up with him. Maybe she's back to. She doesn't love him.
Oh.
She doesn't love him. She loves her children. She loves Ben.
Wow.
I have a whole scenario
Jesus.
In my head.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I would be upset. I understand that maybe it's elevated, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
I'm on the ground floor when it comes to this sort
of
stuff.
That's good to know. I feel better about that.
But that I'm like insecure and shallow?
Yes, that's good.
Perfect. All right, awesome.
I know that you are.
Glad I can help.
No, well, because you're being honest, and that's good, rather than always being, you know,
I would
just
be on
above
the
fray.
Phone with my girlfriends being like, how do I slash his tire?
Yes, that's what I want to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just... Sugar in the gas tank,
right.
really? Yeah,
all
that's
the
right.
good
yeah.
stuff. Untraceable, important.
I have to send a copy of this to Dave Falcone.
I hope he's listening. I hope you're listening, Dave. Anyway, all right. In other news, how do you get tricked into buying a winery? Well, first you have to be a gazillionaire. Enter Sting and his wife, Trudy Styler. Apparently, they purchased a vineyard in Tuscany in 1997, but in an interview, Sting claims they were tricked into buying it. The seller was a man named Duke Simone, Vincenzo, Velucci, Frizzati di La Clemente.
No, I like it.
All right?
I would ever drink
some. I know. And according to Sting, Duke Simone, Vincenzo, Velucci.
It took him forever to sign the documents. He's like, I'll buy it.
Stop talking.
He gave him a Chianti from the estate to sample, and it was so good that Trudy and Sting bought the
place immediately.
Let me guess. The old switcheroo.
It was somebody else's Chianti.
It was from another region altogether, and when they paid for the place, they realized the actual wine there was horrifying. It was just terrible.
Yeah.
But they turned things around
by
working at it.
What was the seller's name again?
His name was Duke Simone Vincenzo Velucci Zatti di San Clemente.
he's a cheat.
Anyway, the Duke is no longer with us, but his family is defending his honor, and his son issued a statement accusing Sting of false and poisonous slander. He said his father would never do a trick like that. But
Sting.
He says that Sting did it, quote, a babbo morto, which is Tuscan for, I don't
something
know what the next page
Morto's
is.
Morto's death. It's something dead.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway.
You're in trouble.
You feel bad for poor Sting.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Jennifer Garner. That's the only person I feel bad for today.
Yeah, but Sting, the whole tantric thing, he's not time for wineries, he's tantric.
He has a right, he doesn't have a
There's
ton
a
of
time for that.
Tantrum.
Right?
Make the wine, you gotta wait for it to age.
That's true.
Do something.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Hey, get some time to kill.
All right, 5 hours, Trudy. More wine, please. Good news, Eagles fans. We got more Eagles tickets all day Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah, for their big Friday show. So make sure you're with us Thursday for these guys. You can be there. And a hot one coming. We got a hot streak. I'm not sure if it's a heat wave, but definitely a hot streak coming. LBF will check into that. Plus, it's waffle day. We need to talk about a certain dinner I've never had. You need to talk me into it.
Doesn't have to be for dinner either.
Ooh.
It can be for breakfast or lunch.
We'll talk about that next.
All right,
next.
70 degrees and cloudy in Boston. This is brought to you by Sullivan Tire. Attorney General Maura Healey says Governor Charlie Baker's order that executive branch workers be vaccinated is legal and a wise decision. Healey has already issued a vaccine requirement for employees in her office. Meanwhile, the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education will decide whether the school year will start with a statewide mask mandate. And the Watertown Board of Health has voted to approve a mask order for indoor public spaces in town. Former Boston Bruin and Boston College NCAA champion Jimmy Hayes has died at the age of 31. Hayes was found dead at his Milton home yesterday morning. Hayes leaves behind his wife and two sons, a two-year-old and a three-month-old. The National Weather Service is confirming that three small tornadoes touched down in Massachusetts. The F0 tornadoes were confirmed in Marlborough, Bolton and Stowe yesterday afternoon. And pumpkin spice latte fans rejoice. The signature Starbucks fall items returns to the menus today. The company is releasing the favorite along with pumpkin cream cold brew as part of the return of the pumpkin at Starbucks. The chain will also offer bakery items like pumpkin cream cheese muffins and pumpkin scones. 90 degrees with pumpkin
sound good,
spice.
Right? Pumpkin
the pumpkin
scones.
Scone does.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not bad.
What would be the name of your scone store?
A woman sconed.
A woman sconed. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I'd be just this angry face.
Perfect.
Or a face like a torn scone, which my grandmother used to describe people as.
A torn scone.
Yeah, it wasn't a compliment. Just FYI.
I did. I won't whip that out when I get home.
The Red Sox walked off with an 8-4 victory in 11 innings in yesterday's series finale with the Texans. Rangers. The Sox welcome the Minnesota Twins for a 3-game series. Weather today, cloudy skies this morning. Partly cloudy and warm this afternoon in a high of 89.
A face like a torn scone.
Yes.
I'm still trying to picture that.
Picture like a kitchen witch. You know what I mean? Like scrunched up, nasty face.
Yeah.
It's a good descriptive.
I like it.
Coming up at 8:40 is Dirty Laundry. Ben Affleck. He's on my list, and not the good one.
Yes. You have a good list.
I do have a good list, Bob.
That's naughty. That's very naughty of you. All right, Brian, how are the roads? They seem busy today.
It's kind of a mess out there. Look out. There's a lot of problems. It's brought to you by Mattress Firm. Peace.
All right, heads up. I've never had it. LBF, you've had it. You love it. You had yours in New York City. Your first time was
times.
New York.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Brian?
I just do it at home.
And he just does it at home. I've never done it. You guys need to talk me into doing it coming up in 10 minutes, okay? I'm not chicken. I might do it if you talk me into it, okay? That's coming up next.
More 80s, more variety. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's 7:15, and it's National Waffle Day. And we just mentioned it. And confession, I've never had it. Chicken and waffles.
I'm surprised about this.
So your first was in New York City.
Yes.
Your first time.
Yeah, with the Red Rooster in Harlem.
How good was that?
It was beyond good. And it was like, it was one of those things where I'd seen chicken and waffles on menus, and I'm like, what kind of crazy pairing is that?
Right.
But then, you know, went in Rome, and I'm not the same. It's the most delicious combination.
Does Dave
ever
order chicken and waffles?
Yeah.
He does?
Kidding me? Yes. He would order. Dave Falcone, they called him the stomach in high school.
Well, I know you'd order it. Maybe, you know, he would seagull. No, I've never ordered it. Brian, you what? Go ahead.
It's just funny that you're like, I would never order such a heavy dish
that's not
at
what
dinner. I mean, that's so much food.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes,
it just seems like it's kind of a... Okay, would Tony Soprano order chicken?
Yes.
The chicken and waffles?
Yes, he would.
No,
I don't know. He cared about his physique too much.
Yeah, he did. Right. Like I do.
That's right.
I'm just saying. Like, my God. Dave order. Yes, of course. Everyone should order chicken and waffles at least once in their life. Or maybe 15 times.
And Brian put a post up on the ROR Morning Show page on Facebook. Now, you made that?
Well, yeah, I kind of am forced to because I'm gluten-free, so I made some homemade gluten-free waffles in the old waffle iron, and then air fryer fried chicken.
It looks good.
Paired it with really fancy maple syrup. It was delicious.
It was, but can I just say, I think that Bob should not attempt that at home.
His first time should be with
a professional.
I'm forced to make it at home because you can't find
gluten-free
out there.
But you know,
it's so delicious.
So my first time should be.
There's something about the when like the crumbly chicken gets onto the waffle, mix it in with the syrup. It's just such an awesome.
Well, the question it begs the question now. Where should I go to get it? I'm not going to New York.
Well, I mean,
so if anybody knows,
people
are posting on our Facebook page, or you can call us at 888-410-1057.
What was the place that somebody earlier said? Southern Kin.
Assembly Square.
Yes.
I've walked right by it.
Well, you should have stopped.
On my way to Legals.
You should have taken a seat and said, excuse me, I'm going to try the chicken and waffles for the first time.
Could you imagine?
I know that I shouldn't.
Seems like greasy kid stuff.
It's not greasy kid stuff. God, it's big boy food.
Is it big boy
food? It's big boy food.
Then why aren't big boys calling me right now saying, Bob, do it?
They're probably busy with their face and some chicken and waffles right now. That's what I'm saying.
Is it for breakfast?
It's for breakfast. It's for lunch. It's for dinner. It's for hangovers. It's for drunk times. It's for everything.
Wow. Okay. I got it. Would Mike Brady order the chicken and waffles? No, he would not.
Oh, God. Mike Brady. I mean, no. No. No, Bob. No.
Okay.
No, 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 no. So
meat
many
and potatoes
levels
for Mike Brady.
That's right. How about Cliff Huxtable?
Well, he's ordering. Let's just say that we're not buying or drinking or eating anything that Cliff Huxtable
orders.
Okay,
fine. Another bad example.
You're thinking about dads on TV?
I'm thinking of TV dads serving all of the chicken and waffle, please.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I can't believe it.
I just thought it was greasy kid stuff. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe. I haven't convinced you that you're wrong.
I think I will try it. I think I will try it. I'm just not sure where I'm going for it. What? What's up with your
face of disbelief?
I can't believe that after all I've said to you and how I've described it and how Brian has described it, that you're still, that you're not running.
All right, ROR, what do you say?
Listen, dude.
Dude.
Go get the chicken and waffles.
Thank you.
He sounds like somebody who likes chicken.
Just get it.
Okay.
It's awesome. Eat it all the time.
Yeah, right?
All right.
Where do you get it?
Just do it, okay?
Where do you get your chicken and waffles?
I get mine from the Bean Town in Stoughton. This is Jason, by the way.
Well, hi, Jason. The Bean Town in Stoughton. That's right near me, see you later.
Well, I'm a North Shore guy, but no, I'll do Assembly Square. I'll do Southern Kin. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, somebody on the Facebook, ROR Morning Show Facebook, said, G's in Haverhill.
Okay.
It's up North Shore. Yeah. Somebody else said Deeg's Diner in Stoughton.
Okay.
What? Stoughton? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'm a hop, skip, and a jump from breakfast, lunch, dinner, and hangover food. Right.
What happens if I like it too much? That's not a good thing.
It's not an everyday thing. I mean,
are you sure?
It's a special treat.
We all start out that way.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's up there with fish and chips. That's not supposed to be every week
right,
either.
Right, exactly.
But, you know,
but, yeah, hello,
happen.
August.
Yeah. 105.7 WROR, 80s or more. Bill right there. Didn't start that fire. Didn't need a fire. All you need is a griddle.
Yep.
Right? And a fryer. We didn't start the fryer.
Oh, jeez.
We didn't start the fryer.
You got a whole new song going on.
Well, you're talking about chicken and waffles. It's National Waffle Day. And you guys were saying that you've had chicken and waffles. I just would never order that. It wouldn't occur to me. And I don't mean to sound, you know,
like
the way you sound?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ordered chicken and waffles.
What I'm saying
I've
is,
I got to think about getting into my dress this weekend.
Yes. You know, I mean, you try to eat healthy.
Okay.
You know.
Just saying that, like, you've lived a long life.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've ordered things.
Sure.
That you're ashamed of. So why don't you start with this one this year?
And live with myself.
Yeah.
All right, well, so we're asking, where's the best place to go? All right, John, what do you say?
Yeah, you can go to Stansy's Ranch right in Peabody Square. It's Country Western Bar. They have good chicken and waffles.
What's the name of it again?
Stansy's Ranch.
Look that up, LBS. That's close to me.
Yeah, it's right across from Peabody Courthouse in Peabody Square.
Wow.
Oh, look at that. There are dead animals on the wall. That's what I love in a bar. All right.
You'll love it.
I like it, but here's the one question I have, and this has been a deterrent. A lot of restaurants put the calories next to it. You know what I'm saying?
Not this one.
Yeah, I don't wear glasses in there, so
okay,
I can't do that.
Okay.
That's right, I'll see you there.
Stansy's famous chicken and waffles.
Well, I'll see you. You won't see me.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, John. Bye.
Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
I do. Go ahead. Hit me.
Two extra crispy boneless chicken breasts, smoked bacon bits, two classic Liege waffles, maple syrup, and whipped cinnamon butter.
Okay. They're not giving you the old calorie count there.
You need a safe word for that whipped cinnamon butter.
I'm going in blindfolded. This
I know nothing.
Wow. Okay. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Does sound good.
My men like I like my butter whipped.
Yeah, you do. Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Talk me out of it. Anyway, hey, morning court's coming up. Jordan's on the phone. What happens when your female, and Jordan is a female, by the way, right?
Okay.
A woman who is complaining that her boss really, really talks down to her.
Oh, right? Wow. Okay.
Not pats on the back, pats on the head.
Oh.
That would get old fast, right?
Yeah.
Talk to Jordan coming up next. Okay, Brian, out of the road, 727.
We had a lot of problems. This is Brian.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session, guys. We have Jordan on the phone with us. J-O-R-D-Y-N.
Oh.
Next level, huh?
Next level, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling Morning Court. A lot of our Morning Courts are usually relationship issues or, well, you know, family issues, but yours is an at-work issue, so we're eager to see if we can help out because those are touchy ones. So what's going on?
Well, I work for a family company, and it's run by the patriarch. He's like 60. He's in his 60s, but he's very old school.
Okay.
He's very, you know, good old boy, works really hard. He's a bit of a hothead.
Okay.
But we get along really well. I work a lot with him because I work in the administration. So we're always working together. And
I'm not going to ask you what line of business because obviously you want to keep this on the hush-hush.
Right.
So we'll assume you're an admin and he's the owner.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
Absolutely. So here's the problem. He treats me like a little girl.
Huh.
Like, literally, whenever I'm giving him forms or what have you, he's like, oh, pats me on the head.
Mm.
And tells me, good job. Or you got this, kid.
Does he give you treats? I mean, seriously? He pats you on the head?
That's a little weird, yeah.
Okay.
That might have made it a little bit easier. But
right.
No. So, I mean, I joke back with them because, you know, it's fun. And I'm like, haha, thanks, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Passive.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Getting the point
know,
across,
we were
though.
Okay. But now it's become like a bit.
Oh.
Like, there are people around the office that wait for it.
Oh, my God. It's getting old for you, though, right?
Yes, it's really, now it's starting to bother me. So at first it was cute and it was whatever, and now it's become the joke of the office. I've become the joke of the office.
That's not good. And full disclosure, Jordan, you said in your email you're in your 30s, so you're way past this at this point for sure. Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I would expect a little bit more respect.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just, it's not happening. And I don't know how to talk to him about it because, like I said, he's a really big hothead.
Yeah.
And I've seen him blow up on people and just fire them. And it's intense.
Why, is there an HR? I mean, well, I guess there probably wouldn't be. No, there's no HR, right?
I'm kind of the HR.
Okay, you're HR.
All right, it's small company.
Wow.
And I have no advice for myself.
Well, once you take yourself to lunch.
Yeah.
You know, and, okay, yeah, so really that would be what we would do here, right? I mean, that's, we could just go to HR if we're uncomfortable.
LBF does it all the time for you,
Bob. Yeah, all the time. Exactly what you do.
Okay. Good to know.
And so when it's a mom and pop and it's small, it's just, it makes it harder.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how to go about speaking with him about it.
Do you like this job a lot? I'm just asking. I mean, is this somewhere you want to be? I mean, other than
I appreciate this job. And I appreciate how, you know, they've been a great company through everything going on.
So it's not all bad. This is the thing. Okay, I got it. Wow.
Yeah, she doesn't want to get fired. She wants to keep her job, but she doesn't want to be treated like a poodle.
Exactly.
Without treats.
Right.
I mean, you know, at least throw me a bone.
No treats.
Jordan, thank you for calling. It's one of those situations where you definitely need to get an answer and soon because it's, I'm sure, like you said, it's gotten old fast. But the good news is we have smart listeners. Maybe they've dealt with something similar to this. So can you stay tuned the next hour?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
I'm down to hear anybody's take on it.
Okay. 888-410-1057. Put yourself in Jordan's shoes.
Okay.
And what would you do? What should she say, if anything, to the boss? Hey, Jordan, thanks for calling, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
I think you'll get some good answers the next hour. Stay tuned. Thank you. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's Toto. Hold the line. You can call the line, 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session. We talked with Jordan today. She's got a boss who he must be old school. Pats her on the head. Hey, good job. And it's kind of demeaning. She likes the job, but is kind of over his style.
Yeah.
His work style. And she's not sure what to do about it. There's no HR. It's a small,
she's
family
HR,
run.
Right?
She is HR. So, and she's in her 30s. So maybe it's about time we, I don't know, face it, right? Don't you think?
Yeah.
She's not that young. Evie's on the phone. Evie, what do you say? All right, Evie?
I've been in kind of a similar situation because I was at a, like, family-run daycare, and the boss was kind of treating me like a kid. Granted, I was 19 at the time, but it was making me uncomfortable. And rather than talk to the boss, I mentioned something to some of his nieces who were working there, and they, whenever they heard him talking down to me, were like, hey, come on, she's an adult. So they kind of, like, indirectly stopped it for me without me having to speak up.
Uh-huh.
So I think that maybe if she talked to some of the other employees, they might be able to help her out.
Hmm. Well, the thing is, she's 30-something, don't you think, at this point? Because you were only 19. You know, Abby? But, man, 30-something.
If she has some coworkers or of the same age, that might help her out.
There's safety in numbers.
That's true.
Right.
Like a united front.
Yes.
They
like a Norma
together.
Ray situation, which she has no idea what I'm talking about.
No, Abby doesn't know what that means. Well, what are you doing these days, Abby? What are you doing these days?
Right now, I'm an elementary school teacher.
Oh, you are? Oh, nice.
Well, what school system?
I don't want to say.
Uh-oh. Well, anyway, well, congrats. Hope you have a great season.
Yeah, have a safe semester.
Year. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Evie.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, so thanks, Evie.
I see what she means.
Strength in numbers.
Yeah.
Ruth, We lost, Ruth, you were just telling us before that you work for a boss who's always demanding where the coffee was.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And that I was a nervous wreck, but I went in and sat down with her because, you know, everyone's like, she's a real tyrant. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I said, I love this job. I really like working with you and Mike. I said, you know, the only thing I'm having a problem with is if I'm going to get coffee for myself, I'm happy to get you some. But I said, I'm having problems with the expectation that I'm going to get coffee for you every morning. And she said, oh, I thought she was going to say, well, too bad.
Ooh.
But she was amazing. Mm. She said, okay, I understand where you're coming from. And I appreciate your willingness to come and talk to me about it. And then from now on.
And you're fired.
On, when I yeah. Oh, she did that the next day.
Ah, yeah.
No.
Hey, but thanks, Ruth. All's well that ends well. See, that's why we're saying I think Jordan just needs to, I don't want to say man up, but you know.
That's the only reason I'd be a
woman
boss,
up.
Though. Can you get me some coffee?
Yeah, right. Wild.
I mean, because that's the only perk.
All right. I get it? Yeah, coffee perk. Dominic, what do you say to Jordan today?
What I think you should do is go to the boss and tell him that there's a problem between two employees. It's an HR thing, and she'd like to have his input on it. And tell him the whole story in a very non-confrontational manner, and then at the end tell them who the employees are.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Rope them in.
Right.
Hey, we have a problem with two employees here.
Oh.
One is always talking down to
yes.
Dominic, that's like we're playing checkers. You're up there playing chess, man. That's pretty good. I like it. How about that?
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
So there's two employees. One's a really nice, hard worker. The other one's kind of a jerk. Yeah. Do you want to know who? No. That's not how it goes, Dominic? Yeah, no, probably not.
Work on the story.
Yeah, okay, I'll work on it. What's got bad habit? All right, it is 7:52. If you want to give us a call, you can. Jordan's listening, 888-410-1057.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes. Brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. East Coast Metal Roofing. Built to last a lifetime guarantee. Before we say hi to our player, I got to do a birthday shout out to my mother-in-law, Beverly in Woburn. She listens every morning. Loves Super Smart. Loves you guys. Still questioning me, but you know, she loves you guys. Yeah. So, good morning, Bev. Good luck. She loves playing Super Smart.
All right.
All right. Our player today is Matthew from Mansfield. Good morning, Matthew.
Yes.
Matthew, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, I work at Journey Forward as a neuro exercise specialist in Canton, Mass.
Wow.
That's a great
facility. Therapy, right? You're doing therapy?
Yes. Spinal cord injuries. Therapy.
Oh, wow. Well, that's
exactly.
Great work, Matthew. And you're a fan of chicken and waffles? You say you make your own.
Yes.
How about
it?
How about that?
Coming over.
You're not talking about Eggos, though, right? They're not Eggos.
No. Homemade Belgian waffles.
Gee, this guy's good. I don't know if you've got a significant other, but that sounds like quite a catch there, don't you think, LBF?
I do believe so, sir.
Guy makes his own chicken and waffles. All right, Matthew, enough about the waffles. Let's see if we can get you $1,000. You ready to play Super Smart?
Ready.
You know how it goes. Get them right, get $1,000. Get them all right, I should say. Don't forget to say pass if you're not sure about a question. If there's time left, we'll get back to it. Matthew, here we go.
What is 9 plus 6?
Matthew. 14. Yeah.
What kind of wine does Hannibal Lecter recommend while enjoying a human liver?
Chianti.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
Six.
Who was the first winner of American Idol?
Oh, pass.
Which former U.S. president was a peanut farmer?
Carver.
In which U.S. city would you find Louis Armstrong International Airport?
Pass.
What game does the Queen of Hearts order Alice to play in Alice in Wonderland?
Go Fish.
What TV family lived at South Fork Ranch?
Pass.
Dig'em Frog was the mascot for this cereal.
Oh.
Oh, man, we ran out of time.
You ran out of time.
I know.
Okay, Matthew, you got three right. You passed on a few. Here's what you missed and passed on. Here we go.
I think you were nervous. 9 plus 6 is 15. Gosh. I think you said 14. But that's okay. No big deal. Who is the winner of the first American Idol? Kelly Clarkson. In which city would you find Louis Armstrong International Airport? New Orleans. The Queen of Heart orders Alice to play croquet, not go fish.
I like his answer, though.
I like go fish way better. You would definitely make a better monarch. Mm. What TV family lived at South Fork Ranch? This is a little old. The Ewings. It was an 80s show called Dallas. Yeah. Dig'em Frog was the mascot for Honey Smacks. And we didn't get to number 10. I'll give you what movie franchise. What movie franchise features the villain Michael Myers?
Halloween.
Yeah, there you go.
Save
all right, there you go. Hey, Matthew, you're a great guy to play with. We enjoyed meeting you. You do great work there, so keep it up. But we got a nice prize for you. How about a $75 gift card to Viridian Bay? ViridianBay.com is there to help you with any of your garden decor needs, from unique planters, wind chimes, garden lanterns, and more. It's to elevate any outdoor living space and vibrant garden. Go to ViridianBay.com. $75 to spend there, Matthew. Enjoy it, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You got to like a guy who makes his own chicken and waffles. I'll tell you that, right?
I love it.
All right. Hey, if you want to play Super Smart, sign up at WROR.com. Play the home version of the game.
Play it, slay it, then we pay it. It's that simple.
But you always have a nice parting gift like Matthew did there.
Yep.
Go, Viridian.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 8:24. We talked with Jordan about 50 minutes ago. She's got a work situation where it's like LBF likes to call it the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Right? Her boss pats her head, says she's doing a good job. You got this, kid. And she actually joked back and said, yeah, thanks, Dad. Anyway, now it's something that's gotten a little OLD, okay? So see if we can help out Jordan. What do you do if you work for an old school boss who is not woke?
I think you've got a boss who's inappropriate.
Okay, well, there's that too. Okay, so I've worked for so many different bosses, but anyway, this one treats her like a kid. She's getting over it. So what should she do? And Brian, is Jordan on standby?
She is.
She's on standby, so we'll see what she says after advice from you at 888-410-1057. Here's Steve first. What do you say, Steve?
What I'm going to say is that it's a business, and it's about money. So she has to talk to him and say that when he talks to her that way, she doesn't feel like she's part of the team.
Yeah.
She's just not part of it. And he'll feel, as if it's his business, I'm not sure, he's going to want it to work smooth. And
yeah.
That's a good point.
She's got to talk to him.
I think she's got to talk to him, too. It's hard to do anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's a little scared of him because of his hothead, but I think that's a good way to put it.
I think she says,
I don't feel part of the team.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And if she's scared of him, why would you work there?
Right, if he's that
scared
bad.
Scared of some people I work with.
Steve, good point, so I like it.
Just a little bit.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, bye. ROR, good morning. Nina.
Morning.
Hi, Nina. Yes. Any advice you have for Jordan today?
I would tell Jordan to approach him and just tell him that she appreciates that they have this kind of relationship where they can be silly, but however, she wants the rest of the office to
see her in a position that, you know, of her age and be able to give her some respect. And even though she loves their little back and forth, sometimes it can be too much and it takes away some authority from her.
I like it, Nina. And the thing that I'm struck with is that some people are not willing to be confrontational, or I mean, you don't have to be confrontational about it, but at least address it up front. Why are people so afraid?
Yeah, and you can be up front by starting with a compliment, which is, I'm so glad we have this back and forth and we're comfortable, you know, and you see me kind of like a daughter role. However, I do need to be of somewhat of an authority figure in the office. And as much as I appreciate our little back and forth, sometimes it's just too much.
Nina's perfect.
She's a thought leader, this one. I
like
Nina's
it. Good.
I like it
You're
a lot.
You're good. Nina, that's great. I mean, what more could we ask her to do?
It's mature. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And start off with a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It's easily direct in the best way.
Yeah. Good stuff, Nina. You're going to go places. I don't know where you are now, but you're going places.
She's probably in the car, really.
Yeah, probably.
Places.
Yeah. We're going places.
I am. That's a really good guess.
Thanks, Nina. You take care.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Well, Jordan, thanks for calling us back. You had a lot of calls today for your situation. People were, you know, some upset, say the least, and certainly offered any advice.
It's super helpful.
Was
overall.
It? Okay. So what do you think you're going to do, if anything?
I think I'm going to invite him out for some lunch. We'll go to one of his favorite restaurants, share a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to be very calm, but very straight shooter with him. You know, I respect him. I love working at the company, but I really need this to not happen.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Straightforward.
He's going to get it.
Over a beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 It's
no.
Cash.
I like it. I think you're going to do it. I would do the same thing. And I bet you it stops. There's no way. If it doesn't stop, then, you know, you got to.
Right.
Keep your fingers crossed for me.
Well, we will, Jordan. Well, good luck with that. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Another successful, we hope, conclusion of Morning Court.
For the Solution Center.
That's what we are. Thank you, Jordan. Enjoy lunch whenever that happens, okay?
Bye, guys.
Why not today? Get chicken and waffles. It's chicken and waffle day.
It should be.
Or it's actually waffle
day. Just waffle.
Day.
Add some chicken.
There you go. That'll make them happy.
Yeah.
Fat and happy.
Pat, maybe he's he metabolizes things quickly.
Okay,
maybe. Eat him. Just do it.
There it is.
Don't be afraid, Bob,
I'm
or
not
anyone
afraid.
Else.
I'm not afraid. As long as they don't have the calorie count next to him. Okay, that's Morning Court. Thank you, Jordan. Good luck. And coming up, we have some dirty laundry to do, LBF.
Yeah. We're going to talk about engagement ring etiquette and why Ben Affleck has ticked me off for the last time.
You don't like his style.
Maybe
you don't think it's appropriate to take your kid ring shopping?
I don't think you take your kid engagement ring shopping to get engaged to the woman that used to be your girlfriend before you got married to the kid's mother.
And okay.
I know you need a map, but that's Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need Waze, okay? All right, it's 8:35. LBF is kind of shook about this. I'm really surprised how personally you take Ben Affleck's ring shopping adventures.
I take it all personally.
You seem a little involved.
I am involved because that's
involved.
What makes me stand out from, E! Entertainment.
You're more invested.
I'm invested.
You're invested.
This is brought to you by Cardi's Furniture, by the way.
Good
because
to
they're
know.
Invested.
Yes, they are. They invested
they
in you, LBF.
Invested.
Yes,
yeah.
they did.
Before I get to, I want to talk about how a person who's rich gets sort of swindled into buying a winery in Tuscany. But before that, we got to talk about Ben. All right, so here's the deal. Ben Affleck, if you don't know the history, Ben Affleck was engaged to Jennifer Lopez, and then they broke up. And then he was filming with Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner got pregnant. They got married, and then they had 3 kids and a seemingly happy marriage.
Right.
Wrong. Then they got a divorce, and Jennifer, who's the loveliest person in the world.
I have a question.
What?
So what happened to the ring when they were engaged? Can't we use that
They can. It's a pink diamond, and they don't make pink diamonds anymore.
I say we use that. Does she still have it?
I don't know.
Does
maybe she threw it. Maybe
she
threw it in the ocean.
Does
like
A-Rod
in,
steal it?
Like in that movie, Titanic. No.
Okay.
Anyway. So then Jennifer Garner breaks up with Ben. Ben has problems for years and then goes back to the OG Jennifer, which is a problem for me in a way.
Yeah.
Now they're rushing things along, and he was spotted in Tiffany's with his mom and his son with Jennifer Garner, possibly picking out an engagement ring for Jennifer Lopez, the woman that was apparently the one, but then he was sidetracked with Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
I don't like that he brought his son. I would be very mad if my ex-husband, Dave Falcone.
Okay, ex-husband, yeah.
Who's not my ex-husband yet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Took my daughter, Lucy, to go get an engagement ring for the Brajol that he dated in high school.
Couldn't he just use your ring?
No, my ring.
You're not going to give it back to him?
No, I'm going to hawk that sucker for all it's worth. Okay. And then I'm going to go to like Hawaii.
Yeah.
And
get you got it all planned
and get my
out.
Groove back.
That's why we love how LBF got her groove back.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I like how you have it all planned.
Yeah,
I
mean, well, you know.
You know, fail to plan, play.
It's called manifesting, Bob.
Yeah, I think
it's
you are.
Just wait. Anyway, I don't think I'm the only one.
Yeah, Brian, what's up?
Two things. I feel like it's kind of healthy involving your kids in your next relationship.
Yeah.
But also, it's going to be, you know, her stepmom. It's going to be your stepmom.
You need to be a stepmom to Brajol, as you say.
By all accounts, J-Lo still has the $1.2 million six-carat pink diamond ring
Use
Ben gave
that.
Her last time.
That's good enough.
I agree, Bob. But and then you know what? You don't have to involve your kids in
getting
the ring.
Go J-Lo.
And then be like, hey, Sam, what'd you do today? Oh, I don't know, Mom. I went to Tiffany's with Dad to go pick out a ring for J-Lo, who's been pining after your husband all these years.
Your husband.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Dad.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now.
That's how I'm going to explain. When Lucy's going to call Dave your husband to me, or your ex-husband.
She's out ring shopping for new mom.
Oh, my God. Anyway. You're way too invested. My God, you've scenarioed your next life.
I know.
God.
I mean,
okay.
There's not much to
do. See what happens when you don't go outside.
All right, real quick.
I'm starting to not like Dave. What is he doing?
I know, really.
What's going on with him? He's always got a Brajol waiting for
him. Well, he's Italian. He loves it. Anyway, just want to let you know, speaking of Italy, Sting. How did Sting get bamboozled into buying a vineyard in Tuscany? Yeah. Well, he and his wife were apparently tricked into buying it. The seller was a man named Duke Simone Vincenzo Valuti Stadi di San Clemente. And according to Sting, he gave him a nice Chianti from the estate to sample, but it was so good, they bought it immediately. Problem is,
plot twist,
the wine was from someplace else.
That
it was
Vincenzo
a J-Lo special from Costco.
Oh, <that's laughs>
and then they got there and they're like, this wine's terrible. And then they turned things around by working on it until they were able to produce excellent wine.
I can just sense your sympathy, dripping with sympathy for poor little Sting.
I feel a little worse for him.
Had to buy a bad vineyard.
I mean, I feel a little bad, but not so bad.
No.
Because now he's got a vineyard with good wine.
Yeah.
But 'tis the family of Duke Simone, Vincenzo, Valuti, Stadi, di San Clemente is mad at him.
They're liars.
They're saying, you're lying, Sting.
You're a liar. Sting's a liar.
But anyway, there you go.
Okay,
that's how it happens.
Wow. All right.
More money than brains. That's what my grandmother said.
I think that's what he does. Have more money than brains. Okay, it's 8:40. I got good news.
What's that?
We have more Eagles tickets, and that's coming up Thursday. Details to follow.
Okay.
Okay, it's 8:40. Brian, let's check the roads.
Check your
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. That's Matthew Wilder. Nothing's going to break his stride. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Cloudy today. At a high of 89. Yikes. It's going to be I'm not sure it's a heat wave next few days, but definitely we're going to be on a hot streak. 90 tomorrow and 94 for Thursday. So there you go. Summer's not done yet.
No.
Just when you thought the Eagles tickets were already gone. Nope.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. We got more.
Walking away. Yeah, we got more?
Thursday, more tickets to the Eagles all day while you work. Stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to the Eagles. They're going to be at the Garden this weekend, and we got tickets for you. So Thursday, make sure you are here, and we will give you a first shot in the morning, okay, for Eagles tickets.
All right, take it easy.
Why?
All day?
Yeah, that's what it says in the memo.
Get it?
What do you mean?
Take it easy.
Oh, take it easy. Wow. That guy just done expect you to know
it. Kid in town, Bob.
I am the new kid in town. Wait, you guys want to take another call for a Jordan's Morning Course?
Only if she has a fantastic accent, Bob.
Okay, you must know something I don't. Okay, Brian, we'll take one more call, Brian. Okay. Hi, who's this?
This is Ashley. I'm calling in to help Jordan out.
Okay, well, go ahead. We'll take another call for Jordan. Sure.
Okay. So I was just thinking, if she's not a very confrontational person, she could maybe think of touching on the subject in a letter, like a written letter. And that way, maybe, you know, her boss could just think about it for a little bit and she could prepare herself for the conversation.
Not an email, a written hand letter.
Not an email.
In cursive, so it's super personal and friendly.
Hard to read.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you like that, Ashley?
Yeah, maybe because a letter could feel a little less confrontational for her, and it will just give them each time to, you know, think about it and prepare for the conversation.
Like a very age of innocence. You just sort of hand it over with a white glove.
and then do you have tea, Ashley? Would you have, is that tea time after that? Because it's so mature.
You can have tea. You can have coffee. You
I was kind of kidding. Ashley, are you British?
South African.
No, she always calls Ashley.
Oh, the South African woman.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hi, guys.
I like that, Ashley. It's so much more mature.
Thank you.
Than a, like a, you know, hey, can we talk? Thanks, Ashley.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Am I right, though? Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Hey, can we talk?
I hate those words. No. You can't.
Write me a letter.
Right.
Okay, in case you missed it, that was Morning Court for Jordan. She wrote us because her boss treats her like the little kid, and she's kind of tired of it.
Yeah.
So if you missed Morning Court, you can check out the podcast at WROR.com, okay? It's 8:54. Here's Van Morrison.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.